Welcome to the Dastangoi podcast, a collective exploration of Pakistani history and culture. In the very first episode of the show, we are joined with none other than Kamyar Rokhni, the founder of House of Kamyar Rokhni, a clothing brand that promotes Pakistan's rich cultural heritage in a modern way.
यार अपने आप को डिफाइन करना एक बहुत मुश्किल चीज है बिकॉज अगर अपने आप को ज्यादा डिफाइन करें तो जरा थोड़ी सी एम्बैरेसमेंट होती है बट आई कम फ्रॉम अ वेरी क्रिएटिव फैमिली आई ग्रो अप इन साउथ पंजाब एंड मोर और लेस हर कोई ऐसा किसी ना किसी आर्टिस्टिक शोबे से ताल्लुक रखता है माय मदर वेंट टू आर्ट स्कूल माय मामू वेंट टू आर्ट स्कूल My aunt makes furniture. My nani, जिनने काफी मेरी परवरिश की वो भी काफी artistic थी तो मैं इस artistic माहौल में काफी मेरी तरबियत हुई so that's why I think I was always into something creative. But I was specifically into clothes always. I don't know why, I don't know how it happened, but ज्यादातर मैं यही कहता हूँ कि it's a profession. That chose me. मैंने उसे choose नहीं किया, but it's just a profession that chose me from a very early age.
It's incredible, right? Because I mean, I love that you say कि आपकी पूरी family was in the creative spaces and creativity is. I mean, there's so much creativity in Pakistan, and it's so interesting. I mean, this is something that I did not know about, right? The amount of creativity and the amount of karigari and the amount of like different things that exist in our culture, I had zero clue about, and only I'm now starting to kind of get to know a little bit about. And then from that, I'd love to kind of understand your kind of relationship with Bhawalpur. And then because you said like the architecture and the furniture and the different kinds of creativity that were in your family, choosing one, I mean, choosing in general, मेरे साथ तो बड़े मुझे तो बहुत ही मुश्किल लगता है choose करना कि कोई किस्म की आप passion लें या कुछ भी लें and you know stick to that and make that your lifeblood and then continue on kind of coming up with new kind of creative forms to express yourself in one medium, right? So choosing working with bridal and working with fabric and then different elements like one, I'd love to kind of hear your take on this and second. From Bhawalpur, like Bhawalpur ke baare mein mujhe kuch bhi nahi pata. And I'd love to kind of hear the stories from Bhawalpur you were growing up with that kind of got you to the aesthetic that you have.
Well, I think jahan se aap taluk rakhte ho, uska aapke aesthetic ke upar kaafi major influence hota hai. I think that's an obvious thing. So Bhawalpur is in the south of Punjab. You know, it's the Seraiki belt. And we have a lot of different influences over there in terms of craft. It is kind of a hub of craft. Agar aap block printing ko dekhte hain, bahut si hand embroideries udhar hoti hain, from shadow work to kacha tanka, phir chunri bhi udhar hoti hai, gote ka kaam bhi udhar hota hai. So a certain boldness of aesthetic, a certain element of folk that I get from there. And also, In my family, you know, I'm a born in the 70s and a product of women who kind of were at their peak of expressiveness in terms of what they wore in the 70s. So my aunts and my mothers would wear ghagras with their boots and their sweaters. So I grew up in an environment where traditional clothes were always being incorporated either in a formal way, but also in an informal daily way. Into clothing. So, you know, काफी glamorous women थी मेरे इर्द-गिर्द, so that was always inspiring. Then my nani was very relaxed and easygoing, कि जो कुछ करना है कर सकते हो. So I was like kind of cutting up her sarees when I was a little boy. She'd open something और उसके अंदर एक सुराख होता था and then I would have made something out of it. If I asked for Barbie dolls, my mother said, sure, no problem. So I suppose you can have some sort of a interesting thought and comments on nature versus nurture, because I think I got plenty of both. there's a creative streak as far as visual artistry as well as writing. My nani's brother was quite a famous Urdu novelist and a travelogue writer called Muhammad Khalid Akhtar. Wow. So he was always around. And then another brother of my nani's was like kind of a wannabe scientist who was always trying to make gold and like work in different elements of alchemy. So I grew up with very colorful characters. And as a result, imagination was something that was encouraged and allowed to flourish. Dusra, ek ye bhi bahut hota hai ki jab aap 80s mein ek chote se shahar mein apni zindagi guzar rahe ho, to you have to kind of amuse yourself. You are not reliant on, you know, the screen the way people are today. So, you know, there was just a lot of time on my hands and a lot of books in the shelves that I used to read. And I was a crafty kid who was always making something with his hands. And there was just, I mean, simply by virtue of the fact that it was a sleepy town in South Punjab, I was just making a lot of stuff from an early age.
आजकल के ज़माने में ये मसला है ना कि हम सब लोग स्क्रीन्स के ऊपर ही होते हैं. Like I have 3 screens active right now on me. तो एक सेकंड नहीं हमारा गुजरता जहाँ पे हम बोर नहीं होते. और जितनी आप वो सोचते हैं कि यार जब मैं बोर होता हूँ मेरा दिमाग चलता था. And then while I was getting bored, I would start making up stories to kind of entertain yourself, right? And that's where the creative brain kind of starts to really flourish and right, kind of get into gear. Wo aajkal ke zamane mein I don't see that as much. I mean, I see my nieces and my nephews. I mean, they're pretty creative, but they're limited on like TV time. Milega khali ek ghante ka milega. Uske baad phir like, you know, you have to come up with your.
I mean, I think you have to also kind of move with the times. I mean, on a positive note, the young people of today are very adept in the digital medium.
Yeah.
It's not like they're being uncreative with it. I mean, you'll find a lot of people that are only taking selfies, but a lot of people are exploring photographies, you know, exploring ideas, trying to have dialogue and conversations. So there are different narratives going on within that medium as well. So I'm not one of those people who will just sit there and poo-poo it. But thing for artistic development, in my case, a certain bit of isolation and loneliness and just a lot of time on my hands has been beneficial, for sure.
So, Kamya, I'd love to kind of hear, when you have characters like these growing up, what were some of the stories that were told to you? Like, purane zamane ki, ya to, like, jo kahaniyan nahi hoti, jo humare khandan mein ek bande se, dusre bande se, dusre bande se, dusre bande se, like, are given away.
Right.
I mean, growing up, I had this, my mom used to tell me this, I don't even know how to say it anymore, but it was this Godu Modu ki kahani to like put me to sleep. Aur ek kahawat utri that she would come and tell me to wake me up, which was like, jaldi utho, aankhen kholo, itna sona theek nahi hai, waqt ka khona theek nahi hai. You know, these like small little things that we have growing up. I'd love to kind of hear.
Well, I mean, we had a lot of reading, and one of our uncles used to serialize stories for us. And, you know, there was H. Rider Haggard's story, She, about the goddess in the forest. So I remember that there was a lot of, like, you know, he used to leave us with cliffhangers, do it in sections and parts, and do it as a serial. So that used to be very fun. And lots of family stories, you know, some too personal to tell, but everybody was always telling a tale. But yes, the conversation hamesha kafi vibrant thi, and sense of humor family ka kafi acha tha. And I still think to this day, wit and humor is very important to any form of creativity.
Yeah.
Even design mein thoda sa, there should be something that makes you smile. थोड़ी सी अदा में ऐसी होना चाहिए कि वो एक हसमुख सी फीलिंग दे आपको. यू नो, संजीदा काम भी मुझे बहुत पसंद है, मगर थोड़ी सी लाइटनेस और थोड़ी सी इररेवरेंस, अगेन दैट कम्स फ्रॉम द फैमिली एज वेल,
लाइक अ प्लेफुलनेस ऑलमोस्ट.
या
एंड सो व्हेन द वर्क दैट यू डू, राइट, लाइक वर्किंग विद ब्राइडल, देयर आर सो मेनी डिफरेंट ट्रेडिशंस दैट आर इन. When you encompass ke shaadi karna kya hota hai, shaadi ke maayne kya hote hain, what kind of clothing, the colors, and all of these different things. How has the evolution of what a wedding dress is to you, how has that kind of evolved? Or has it evolved?
I'd say in my earlier part of my career, I wasn't such a traditionalist. But over time, I have become somebody who innovates within the traditional parameter. Because जैसे आपने भी कहा कि इधर लोगों की सलाहियत और टेक्निकल एबिलिटी विद सो मेनी डिफरेंट टेक्निक्स स्पेशली खास तौर पे एम्बेलिशमेंट के हवाले से बिकॉज यू सी वेयर द नॉर्थ एंड द नॉर्थ ऑफ इंडिया ऑलवेज हैड द क्राफ्ट इन दिस एरिया कमिंग डाउन फ्रॉम कश्मीर वेयर यू हैव द फाइनेस्ट एम्ब्रॉयडरीज एंड देन यू नो इन द नॉर्थ यू हैड अ लॉट ऑफ टांकास. So we've managed to retain them and our workers are quite skilled. So I think that it's quite foolish as a designer and a little irresponsible to completely let that go and not incorporate it into one's work. And ek aur hamari family mein kafi design ability ye hai ki hum rangon ke saath kafi khelte hain. So, you know, I like ornamentation, I like embroidery. So I thought it was a good area for me to go because at the end of the day, ye log kapde ceremonial hote hain. So I don't even like to say so much bridal because hamari shaadi mein bhi itni farak ceremonies hoti hain. Nikah ka joda ho sakta hai, shaadi wale din ka joda ho sakta hai, valime wale din ka joda ho sakta hai. मिलाद शरीफ का जोड़ा हो सकता है माइयों का जोड़ा हो सकता है मेहंदी का जोड़ा हो सकता है. आई मीन फॉर अ डिजाइनर टू बी इन द मैट्रिमोनियल स्फीयर माशाल्लाह से इतने ज्यादा सेरेमनीज होती हैं दैट यू कैन काइंड ऑफ फिट इनटू एवरीथिंग. सो इसलिए आई एक्चुअली फाइंड इट नॉट अ लिमिटिंग थिंग. कई दफा हमारे जर्नलिस्ट और कई लोग कहते हैं कि यार तुम तंग नहीं आ जाते, डोंट यू वांट टू मेक समथिंग मॉडर्न या वेस्टर्न कपड़े बनाओ. बट आई थिंक विद इन द ब्राइडल स्फीयर देयर इज सो मच वैरायटी इन टर्म्स ऑफ एक्सप्रेशन दैट आई डोंट नो अबाउट एनीबडी एल्स बट आई एम कॉन्स्टेंटली स्टिल एंगेज्ड because there's so much to do. But phir agar aapko zara thoda sa history ka shauk ho, thoda sa world culture ka shauk ho, apne travels ko incorporate karne ka shauk ho, jaise Egypt gaye to wahan se kuch apne zehen mein kar liya, aur I'm half Persian as well, so I have family that lives in Shiraz in Iran. My father and three of my siblings, half siblings, live there. So my travels over there influenced me a lot. So I like ethnicity, and ethnicity just doesn't have to be South Asian ethnicity. It can be from your surrounding countries. And I think multiculturalism is something that is also very interesting to me in terms of my clothes and in terms of jo main patterns istemal karna chahta hu. यानी कि मुझे बहुत मजा आता है कि अगर मैं किसी स्पेनिश चीज और मेक्सिकन चीज को किसी इजिप्शियन चीज के साथ बहावलपुरी चीज के साथ और ईरानी चीज के साथ सारों के साथ मिक्स करके कुछ नया बनाऊं. सो ओवर द इयर्स आई हैव बीन टोल्ड आई हैव बिकम मोर अडेप्ट एट इट बिकॉज़ टाइम एंड एक्सपीरियंस आल्सो काउंट्स फॉर अ लॉट. बट हमेशा जरा मल्टी लेयर्ड इन टर्म्स ऑफ नॉट जस्ट सिलोएट बट ऑल्सो इन टर्म्स ऑफ एम्बेलिशमेंट एंड कलर. आई ऑलवेज लाइक ट्राइंग टू पुट एलिमेंट्स जो लोगों को ऐसे लगे कि इकट्ठे नहीं जाते. बट मेरा ख्याल से डिजाइनर का काम ये होता है कि उन एलिमेंट्स को बैलेंस करे. और यू नो इट्स ऑलमोस्ट लाइक अ परसेंटेज. यू हैव टू थिंक के इतनी परसेंट कोई चीज में वेरिएबिलिटी होनी चाहिए मगर इतनी परसेंट किसी चीज में फिनेस और क्राफ्ट होना चाहिए. और फिर एक परसेंटेज होता है सरप्राइज का कि किसी जोड़े में किसी आउटफिट में वो एलिमेंट ऑफ सरप्राइज क्या है जो उसको एक ऑर्डिनरी चीज या ब्यूटिफुली मेड और एक अप्रोप्रिएट चीज से थोड़ी सी एलिवेट करे और उसको जरा एक सॉर्ट ऑफ स्लाइटली अनएक्सपेक्टेड डायरेक्शन में लेकर जाए. तो इस किस्म की चीजों से मुझे काफी दिलचस्पी है कि ट्विस्ट क्या होना चाहिए. देयर शुड ऑलवेज बी सम सॉर्ट ऑफ अ ट्विस्ट.
इट्स ऑलमोस्ट लाइक अ ग्रैंड क्लोजिंग एज वेल राइट. लाइक व्हाट आई लव जो आपने अभी बात करी है, यू आर अ स्टोरी टेलर. you're essentially with what you're saying, with what you're doing, ye sab kapde jo aap bana rahe hain, jahan se aap inspiration lekar aa rahe hain, you're just bringing all of those together and you're forming a story that you're presenting in a way and in a medium that is a fabric, that is something to be enjoyed, that is something to be shared. Right at the end of the day,
I wish I was modest enough to say that you have not hit the nail on the head, but you have. It is a response jo ke mujhe kafi milta hai ki aapke kapdon mein ek kahani hoti hai hamesha, aur mera khayal se har visual medium mein kahani hoti hai. Ab I wouldn't be so pompous as to say that fashion design is art, magar there is certainly an art to it. You require some artistry and some skill to make it. So, and then that means ke phir ek narrative hota hai har cheez ka, ek painting ka hota hai, kitab ka obviously hota hai. So I think kapdon mein bhi agar aap apne aap ko designer kehte hain, so then there has to be some narrative, koi point of view, kuch to aap kehna chahe na. सिर्फ कपड़े भी हैं मगर कपड़े भी कुछ कहते हैं हमारे बारे में, कुछ कहते हैं बनाने वाले इंसान के बारे में भी कुछ कहते हैं. सो दे डू हैव समथिंग टू से फॉर श्योर.
100% and it's just it's also very enlightening and beautiful for me to see कि आप I honestly agree with you कि the wedding sphere is not a small sphere at all, you know, it's one of
no,
the most
not.
Important days for majority of our lives, for a lot of people. Aur usme itni khushi hoti hai, jo hum itni khushi se ek saath ikhatte hote hain aur baithte hain, naachte hain, gaate hain. We all come together and you know what? Like, we have some of the most beautiful kind of traditions that are involved.
Absolutely.
In shaadiyon mein. Like, main apne doston ki shaadi pe jata hoon. Like, if it's a wedding from a Westerner, it's like a one-day affair. You have a reception and you're done. But then when you go to a Pakistani wedding, I mean, I just got married in March of this year. Corona kind of pani paid, like jo Karachi mein shaad, jo barish ho rahi hai, wohi baat. Shaadi pe bhi ho gayi.
Congratulations on your wedding.
Thank you very much. But the idea ke maiyo hai, nikah hai, aur ye sab hina hai, mehndi. You know, where we all kind of come together and these colorful dresses kind of come about and people kind of come about to celebrate this union of people. I think it's beautiful. And then when you're telling me ki aap jahan jahan se inspiration laake, you're creating that narrative kind of, we live in this extremely globalized world and you're bringing all of that together, right? Into these events that where people are coming together, Pakistani shaadi ho, jahan marzi ki shaadi ho, like jab log saath aa rahe hain, and you're really sharing that moment with each other, I think it's the best moment to kind of, you know, happily tell a story of this union. So I really agree with you, Kate. You know, you can never be limited in
yeah, the, I mean, because as you said, it's an opportunity. Like, if each different occasion aapke liye ek wo opportunity hoti hai kuch express karne ke liye, and har occasion ke jo jode hote hain unka ek apna mood hota hai aur usme fir aap apne elements incorporate kar lete hain. Like, also then mixed race, multiracial marriages can also be very interesting for a designer. Like, recently I made a joda for a lovely lady who got married to a Chinese gentleman, and we mixed South Asian motifs with like Asian motifs, like the phoenix and the dragon, which sort of represent good luck and prosperity, with South Asian motifs. And that amalgamation becomes very interesting as well. So because it's a bespoke business where I do custom made to order, there's a lot of like fun interaction, and you kind of become, not, I wouldn't go so far as to say that you kind of become a family member for the experience of it, but you definitely sort of become this uncle / family doctor who's kind of solving all these design problems for the whole family.
Juran, that is WhatsApp ke reply kar raha hai messages pe.
हाँ, तो वो भी उसका एक हिस्सा बनता है कि जो आप अपने स्टूडियो का और अपने सेल्स पीपल की जो एनवायरनमेंट और मूड क्रिएट करते हैं, वो भी जरा हसमुख और खुश मिजाज, बिसाइड्स फॉर बीइंग एफिशिएंट, but it should feel like a very safe and comfortable place where everybody can just rely on you. Because जैसे आपने कहा कि शादियों में खुशी का भी बहुत मौका होता है और लोग बहुत एंजॉय भी करते हैं, बट स्ट्रेसफुल भी काफी होता है, बिकॉज माशाल्लाह हमारे यहाँ मल्टीपल इवेंट्स होते हैं. सो इफ योर यू नो द फैमिली दैट यू आर वर्किंग फॉर, इफ दे आर गोइंग क्रेजी एंड बिजर्क, माय प्लेस शुड बी द प्लेस दे कम वेयर दे लाइक यू नो रिलैक्स्ड एंड फील टेकन केयर ऑफ. दैट्स वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट टू. And that's how then you kind of become a part of a family story, because they come back again and you kind of become a figure in their life. And I really enjoy that, because I don't think that you can do this sort of made to order business if you don't like people.
100%. It's all
that's
about
fundamental.
Yeah. Exactly. It's a fundamental that, thing. Relationships pe hi based hoti hai. Aur
exactly.
I'd be curious, Kamyar, to see ke, have you created a tradition, or do you have traditions that you kind of encapsulate in your work or in your life from a young age to today, whether it be something that you do with your clients, something that you do personally before you kind of do a collection?
Well, I mean, we're quite a courtly culture in any case. And, you know, a lot of families who are very correct, once they finalize their order, they will come with their mithai. And, you know, once you start something, there is sort of like a bismillah and a mithai kind of situation. So that is a tradition. But more than tradition, it kind of rhymes with tradition, is to listen. You know, my modi operandi and generally approach, or jis tarah se main kaam shuru karta hu, is ke pehle aap dusre ki, khas taur pe apni client ki baat sune. You know, my tradition is to ask the girl that when you were a little girl, what did you imagine yourself looking like when you were a bride? Like, you know, because har kisi ke khwab hote hain, har kisi ki koi fantasy hoti hai. So my personal tradition is try to sort of get to what a person's fantasy is, and then, you know, it sounds like a cliche, make it a reality, but come somewhere in the middle where I can incorporate my aesthetic and point of view into it, or unki ख्वाहिश और उनकी फैंटेसी को मेल्ड करके कुछ पेश किया जाए.
It's a very difficult job that you do, you know, क्योंकि जो expectation आपकी होती है और फिर expectation को storytelling से mix करना और अपनी भी अंदर like perspective डालना, which is why they're coming to you. It's a very difficult and a very fine line.
And कई दफा it takes a actual literal sort of practical direction as well. बहुत सी लड़कियां होती हैं जो अपनी अम्मी का दुबट्टा या अपनी अम्मी का गरारा लेकर आएंगी और फिर हमें उसके साथ कोई नई चीज बनानी होती है, या इन-लॉज अपनी कोई पुरानी मल्टी जेनरेशनल चीज देंगे. लाइक रिसेंटली आई मेड माय फ्रेंड मीरा सेठीज ब्राइडल, एंड हर मदर केम विद अ पूरा संदूक जिसमें उनकी नानी की परनानी की फैब्रिक्स थे और you know, pattiyan thi. It was like a treasure trove that we dived into and then used and incorporated. So you literally sort of do get involved in some cases with people's family history.
Wow. I mean, I can't even like imagine the stories that you must hear sitting down with people that are coming, dadi par dadi ke kapde aur cheeze. Like the time.
Yeah, you froze up for a second, but you're back.
The time that these elements, you know, that they've had, like dadi ya par dadi, jisne bhi ye cheeze rakhi hongi shaadi ke liye. It's just incredible to see the amount of love and care that people put into this, right? So, Kamyar,
it's a very cultural thing to start collecting for your daughter. You know, I think the minute a daughter is born in South Asia, and I think ye bhi ek khoobsurat baat hai ki uske liye cheezein ikatthi honi shuru ho jati hain, ek sandook ban jata hai jisme saadiyan jati hain, shawls jati hain, jewelry shuru hoti hai, cutlery, crockery, beautiful objects, carpets, you know, things start getting accumulated. So wo is a part of our tradition. Nayi cheezein bhi banti hain, but I think bachpan se the sort of the thought of a trousseau is very prevalent.
I didn't even know that. I mean, is that something that's deeply intertwined with a lot of people?
Yeah, I'd say a lot of people start collecting for their daughter's marriage. It is very much a cultural, you know, I hate to use the word burden, but getting your child married off in Pakistan is something that you think about the minute you have that kid.
Oh, wow.
And with girls, especially because there's so many ceremonies and, you know, a cultural expectation of a certain degree of ornamentation. Because achhi baat ho ya buri baat ho, South Asia mein kisi ko simple cheez nahi chahiye. So they do, you know, ek to khud apni personal pasand bhi hoti hai, magar ek ceremony hoti hai to saron ke baare mein bhi sochna hota hai. Like dula dulhan kai dafa bichare complain karte hain ki ye to baki logon ki shaadi ho rahi hai, what about us? So sometimes there can be many cooks, but then I think ke it's nicer that so many people care rather than nobody care.
100%.
You know?
100%.
So there is that.
Kamya, kind of coming out of your work and your everyday life, I'd love to kind of hear about some of the stories that resonate most about Pakistan with you, or something that you've kind of grown up hearing, or what's like your most vivid memory of growing up. Or,
you know, as a young person, my vivid memory is of a rural Pakistan, which I adore. I think though we are a society which is extremely divided in terms of class, and there's a lot of contrast, but I've grown up in villages, running in wheat fields, running in cotton fields, playing with my friends in the village, listening to folk music, live folk music. One of my earliest memories is one of my mamu's weddings where Pathane Khan, the incredible folk singer, came to perform. It was just amazing. So I've always loved local indigenous culture, and that is very much a part of my growing up, and of course it's influenced the work, but those are my favorite things about Pakistan, from sort of east to west to the south. I mean, I really think that this country has itni khubsurti hai idhar, itni diversity hai idhar, itna khubsurat craft hai, itna khubsurat and mazedar produce hai. I mean, you know, our fruit can only really be compared to, say, fruit in Iran, which is kind of also very delicious. But, you know, our fruit is so delicious, and there's so much diversity within Pakistan. So natural beauty is always a part of my memory bank. Jab hum chote hote the, to hum bahut elaborate picnics mein jaate the, desert mein. You know, South Punjab is the Cholistan that meets Rajasthan in India. So we used to go for like 3-day camping trips when we were little, drive my Nani's brother's rocky jeeps in the afternoon when he wasn't aware, and go dune bashing on sand dunes. So yeah, and swim in the canal. I remember lots of swimming in the canal. So yeah, I've had a really amazing outdoorsy existence when rural life kafi rural hoti thi. Ab, you know, achhi baat hai, we are a highly populated country, and what I think is the positive aspect of our high population is that it's 60% young people, and I think in the next 10 years that's going to have some positive effects on our society, I hope. You know, positivity is, and development and moving with the times is always an important thing.
I think our population is very young.
Yeah,
like,
but I do have a nostalgia for the actual rural life, you know.
For sure. So, if you were to describe what Pakistan is and what Pakistan is to you. I mean, you've done it anyways. Lekin, what would be something that you would tell to someone who's never been to Pakistan, who's never heard of Pakistan, who has that standard narrative that people look at on CNN and BBC and things?
I think ye to kafi ek asaan baat hai. Ek to natural beauty hai aur log bade acche hain. Like there's a warmth and a hospitality that I think we have, which is very enjoyable. The people are warm. Mehman nawazi hai. So I would tell people, and there's a sort of it's really quite beautiful. Yes, it's shocking for the Western audience to see the stark contrast between living standards. However, people are just really warm across the board.
Yeah.
Whether they be economically challenged or whether they be affluent, there's a certain warmth that I really think is quite nice.
Completely agree. I mean, I remember ek dafa main ja raha tha. We did a road trip from Islamabad to Chitral. And on that road trip, we stopped over for like a couple of minutes. I don't know what the issue was. Maybe there was an issue with the car at Chandur Top, near Chandur ke pas kahin. And there were a couple of police officers that like were helping us with the car. And they're like, you're not leaving. Hamare saath baithe chai piye. Like we went inside and we sat down. And we had like an hour and a half long conversation about them, about their sons and their daughters. And we just sat and we had chai. And then we were, you know, like they helped us fix the car and then we were on our way. And you at first think, yeah, ye to police hai ya army hai, haath mein AK-47 hai, koi bandook pakdi hai. But then they're making chai for you on the stove. And then, you're chilling with these guys who don't know you, but now are welcoming you as if they're your family, that you've known them forever, right?
Absolutely. People are great. And and even though it's quite prevalent, magar har waqt ek surprise lagta hai ki dekho kitne acha tha. You know, ye aur baat hai ki kuch log jo ke nahi acche unke bare mein main baat nahi kar raha. Mere khayal se zara acche logon ke bare mein baat zyada karni chahiye aur dusre logon ke bare mein kam sochna chahiye.
Yeah.
Magar by and large log bahut acche hain.
Thank you so much for listening. Please follow us on Instagram and YouTube for more stories. You can get in touch with us via email contactdastangoy@gmail.com. Until next time, thank you, shukriya, meherbani, khudafiz.